As you can imagine, it's created quite a stir here in Australia, no doubt in New Zealand as well. We think it's to be announced very shortly that Sonny Bill Williams will be joining the Toronto Wolfpack in their first season in the English Super League, just 3 seasons after they were created. Their owner is David Argyle, and he joins us on the line. G'day, David.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Yeah, we're really well. What was it in particular about Sonny Bill Williams that attracted you to bringing him to Toronto first up?
I mean, Sonny Bill is obviously an iconic athlete. He's gone from league to boxing to union and now back to league. Just to clarify, we've actually done the press release and it's official.
Okay.
Sonny Bill is signed.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. It is a big coup, and we speak about it over here, Dave. He's a recognisable name here in New Zealand and Australia and, of course, over there in England. But over there in Toronto, in Canada, how big a name is Sonny Bill?
I mean, Sonny Bill, obviously, in sports fans, sports crazy city, sports fans know SBW. But as you remember, there are more rugby clubs in North America than there are in England. So everyone thinks that rugby is not big in North America. This is a misnomer.
Mm.
The rugby culture in North America is very, very strong, and it's demonstrated by a number of ways. You look at the Vancouver Sevens, they get 112,000 people through the gate over a weekend. The reason why I know it's 112 is because it sold out 56,000 over 2 days. 104,000 in San Francisco because they play in a 52,000 seat stadium, and in Las Vegas also sold out. So rugby is really well known over here. It hasn't got to the NFL level, of course, but it's a growing sport, and the level of female participation in rugby in North America is very, very high. Mm. So it's growing rapidly.
David, what was the process? You obviously would have had a number of names on the table, but how did you land on Sonny Bill Williams?
There was only one name on the table, Matty.
Okay. Yeah.
And that was Sonny Bill. Now we do have another, two names. And so I wanted to put it back to you gentlemen and then to your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the other two names? Because we're actually speaking with them right now and their agents. That have also expressed interest to come and play with the Wolfpack and Sonny Bill for 2020. So I'll give you a hint. At least one of them wore a white shirt last Saturday.
So Manu Tuilagi is one of the superstars of English Rugby Union. Have you been contacted directly by representatives of Manu?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just asking you. Who would you like me to receive a phone call from?
Well, the other one that's created a lot of interest down here is Latrell Mitchell, who's an NRL player of some note. Has anyone from his camp been in contact with you?
Well, you have to look at, of course, the eligibilities and the exemptions on a certain number of foreign players. And if you bring someone from Union, then you also get some salary exemptions. Very complicated rules in RFL and Super League.
Okay.
On how the salaries are counted off the cap. So you sort of are somewhat limited to bringing in a true union international.
Right. Okay.
Dave, this has obviously escalated a lot over the last couple of weeks. 5 years from now, where do you see Toronto Wolfpack?
Maybe world domination, my friend. World domination.
Hey, Dave, how did you get involved and where did your love of rugby league come from?
Well, I love rugby. I don't care whether it's 15s, 13s, 10s, 9s, 7s, touch tag, mixed ability, social rugby. We genuinely believe as a core foundation of this organization is the more rugby balls in kids' hands, the world is a better place.
Yeah.
So I had the good fortune of being able to play in Australia, France. This is like way before you guys were born, except for Daly. China, US, and Hong Kong. So I got to sort of like not grow up for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, back in the 80s.
Yeah, fantastic.
I love rugby, and my best friends all came from rugby, and a lot of those friends are now working with me on this project.
David, does the North American market, do the North American sports fans understand the difference between the 15-person game and the 13-person game? And in your mind, do they need to?
I'll start with the last question first. They absolutely do not need to. The rules of union were always designed for the enjoyment of the players. The rules of league were always designed for the enjoyment of fans. So when I was in Michigan playing for the University of Michigan back in the 80s, I was captain coach. We had a terrific squad. All of the football players from U of M who got kicked off the squad for various reasons came and played rugby. Terrific athletes. I had to teach them the nuances of union. And I always said back then, give me 2 years with these quality athletes who are Olympic style, athletes, great runners, great tacklers, let them play league, because it transcends both the ability and the training of the athletes. And it's easy for NFL fans to understand. Four tackles versus six. It's the same sort of concept. So, people don't have to understand that. But the value of the term rugby is very powerful. Why does Ralph Lauren release a rugby line every spring? Well, it's because rugby stands for important attributes and concepts. And therefore, that's why they do it. And I think that's the value of the brand of rugby. Mm.
Dave, when you show highlights or video clips to people that haven't seen the game over there in Toronto and in North America, what's their first reaction of rugby league?
Gladiatorial. This is something exceptional. And so, very sticky game. When we started, we had 5,000, 6,000. And now, of course, we've got this, for our last game in the Million Pound Game, 6 or 8 weeks ago, we had 12,000 people into a 9,600 stadium. I was in so much trouble with the alcohol and gaming authorities where I was stacking. But when they were giving me my $20,000 fine, the mayor of Toronto was sitting next to me, and he sort of had that sort of, as all good leaders do, that quizzical look on your face. Are you kidding me? This game is going out around the world. People are having a great time. The Ticketmaster system crashed at the stadium. So we just said, look, everyone, just come on in and have fun. It was absolutely a fantastic event. And it's good for the city of Toronto, which is sports map.
If Israel Folau showed interest in joining Toronto, would you be interested and open to him joining?
I mean, a great, great rugby talent. The question I have is we're trying to grow the game of rugby, and I'm not taking a view on where he is today in his career, but I also don't want to get distracted by other issues, and so therefore a great talent, but I would not know how to address the issues that are surrounding Israel at the moment. I don't know how to do it.
Interesting. Have you seen a change in what's happening from a sponsorship point of view? Have you seen an uptick in membership since all the rumour and now confirmation of signing of Sonny Bill Williams?
Well, since we did the announcement, and we have a really good IT department and server. I mean, it crashed.
Right.
So we had 70,000 people try to access it the minute it went live and real when we did the press release. So look, it has changed. Some very large consumer product companies have contacted us to sort of get involved. And look, it's very, very interesting. I'm meeting a producer from Hollywood, flying out on Sunday from LA to meet with me, but he does want to shoot the true gritty behind the scenes, on how and why we're here, story of our road to Super League, David versus Goliath, the challenge that we face. Obviously, you heard about, Darcy having to go home to Australia because, there was an immigration issue. I mean, we have scores of challenges of trying to run a transatlantic professional sporting team. It's not easy. And, of course, we also had to go up against you know, I think some people have a little bit in the past in their thinking, you know, why are we outside the M62 corridor for the RFL, and what really are these Toronto, you know, characters all about? Does it help grow the game, you know, back in the north of England? So there have been challenges, and I think it's going to be, you know, really quite interesting, you know, this next 12 months and how we're going to sort of take this opportunity of not only being Super League and being the first Trans-Asia sporting team, but how do we do this with, you know, a true global sporting icon in Sonny Bill Williams, you know, joining the squad, to leverage off that to put more rugby balls in kids' hands, not just in Canada, but throughout North America and other jurisdictions. Because his story is very interesting and very compelling. And I think that story needs to be told correctly. You're not like the behind the scenes that I think Amazon Prime did on the All Blacks, which I thought was, can you swear on your show?
We've got a 7 second delay, Dave, but you know.
That show was boring as batshit.
Right. Yeah, that's we'll let you go. We'll let you go with that.
Dave, just.
But our story is very different.
Yep.
I mean, we run our entire organization, what they call over here the front office, with 12 people. So it's you know, people, you know, work really hard. You know, and so it's really interesting what we've been able to achieve in 3 short years.
Just back to the Israel Folau. So if Israel Folau could make a commitment to you about stuff that happens off the field, on the field, you would sign him in a heartbeat.
No, I can't say that because I'd have to speak with him. Mm. Because there's no point in you know, working with anyone if they're only doing that and they really fundamentally don't want to do that, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, yep.
That's the hard part is, look, I've had my own, you know, difficulties with media, you know, for like, you know, insensitive words. And so I felt, you know, truly sorry and that I offended, in this case, Jose Tenga, you know, when I had to fire myself. So, but there was always a silver lining. Silver lining was after I fired myself in the middle of 2019, I then got Bob Hunter as our chairman and CEO, the former CEO for 22 years of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, which is one of the biggest sports franchise owners in the world, the Leafs, the Raptors, etc. And of course now, because I met Jose, like Jose and I are really good friends. So like, there's always a silver lining, but it's because I was wrong and I accepted that I was wrong, and the people understood that my contrition was real. So it doesn't matter who you work with, if they have a difference or there's an issue, and if they're only saying it's something to keep a job or to get a job, it doesn't help anyone. It doesn't help either side, right? But that's our issue.
Mm. Hey, Dave, we've got commitments that we've got to meet. It's been fascinating talking to you. I love the way you've taken any limitations off about what you may and will achieve with the Toronto Wolfpack, not just in this year, but beyond. And congratulations again on the signing of Sonny Bill Williams. No doubt you're getting text messages and phone calls from agents from all over the globe. We totally understand that. Good luck in season 2020 for the Toronto Wolfpack.
Can I just make just two really, really quick points?
Sure.
One is that I was speaking to Big Mal a couple of days ago. So hopefully we will be playing the Kangaroos in Toronto in October next year.
Wow.
At the club side, which is great. And he's been a fantastic supporter of what we're trying to achieve. So, and the second point I'd like to sort of say is, you know, the work that you guys do and also like promoting the game and calling me up and listening to how we look at the world of rugby, we really appreciate. And so thank you very much for that.
If you want to have us in Toronto anytime, Dave, happy to get on a plane, mate, and come over.
All right. Well, like everyone except for Daly can actually get into a seat. He has to go in excess luggage.
Oh, you're giving it to the man from June. Oh, we love that even more, Dave. Hey,
you held a grudge for a while, Dave.
You can always, but I love the way you played, my friend. But look, call me back anytime, and you know, we do have some really other exciting news coming up. We're doing the launch and the shirt handover next Thursday at Emirates Stadium.
Yeah.
At Arsenal for Sonny Bill, because just very quickly, we wanted to do Canada House in London, but given the press response, Canada House was too small. We were offered Westminster, as in the Parliament, to do the handover shirt there. Too small. So then we called up our friends at Emirates, and they said, no, you can have Emirates Stadium do the press handover for the shirt at our stadium in Arsenal in London. So really, really exciting. That's Thursday week today.
That's awesome. We'll look forward to that. David, it's been fascinating talking with you, and we do appreciate your time.
Cheers, gentlemen, and thanks to listeners in Australia.
David Argyle, the owner of the Toronto Wolfpack. Some people just think differently.
And you know what? He's very passionate.
Yep.
And he has an idea, and a big idea, that rugby league will succeed in the north of America and obviously up there in Canada. And after listening to him, it's hard not to feel excited about where this may be in 5 or 10 years' time.
Why wouldn't you get on board?